We didn't bring our matching lab coats.
We didn't. We figured we did that last year.
It was so last year.
Hi, I'm Danny. This is Doug. You might have met us before. So we're here to present the argument for a new full-time biology faculty.
Doug, what do you want to say about that?
Go ahead to the next slide.
Okay.
I think that that the vision we have for our program is to grow specifically in the area of non-majors, and we see that falling under the strategic, the Ed Master Plan, the Student Engagement Plan, and the Sustainability Plan. So this proposal is tying in with various efforts on campus to really promote development of transfer students and their completion. Specifically, those efforts would be, I think most of us are aware of the GE Thematic Pathways project that's being developed, and the two pathways that are being developed for next year are sustainability and social justice. And when I think about biology, I think sustainability, biology, no kidding, right? It kind of goes together. So we actually have had myself and one other person in the past try to tweak our classes to really focus on a theme of sustainability running all throughout them. And social justice, we have some health science classes where I think everybody's aware of social justice and health care and how those actually fit together. But we actually don't have anybody who's dedicated to do this. I did this several years ago, and I'm currently unavailable to continue to that kind of work. So we're looking for a new full-timer who could really devote themselves to focusing on non-majors GE classes and aligning them with the GE thematic pathways. Do you want to add to that at all?
Well, and also we're looking to expand our honors offerings, right? We're looking to really fully engage with a lot of the efforts that are on campus, and those take someone who's dedicated to do that. Right. So we have a lot of classes that our full-timers are looking to offer towards GE pathways and towards honors, and having more hands on deck would be something that's useful to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Here's something else. We have a bunch of new degrees. So we are the only college in the district that now has an ADT, an Associate's Degree for Transfer, in both nutrition and in biology. Right, so what we're thinking is that this might up the amount of enrollment we have in our department and the amount of students that we need to serve. Also, the ADT in kinesiology, which has existed for years, is one of the most popular transfer degrees on campus, which means we are seeing an increasing number of students in our classes because of this degree. So again, our classes are incredibly popular. They're becoming more popular for new reasons. And again, it's all hands on deck. And the more hands we can have there full time, the better.
So we have the need. So we have, there are four full-timers in the department, Carol Rhodes, Nathan Staples, myself, and Danny. And you can see that we each have various specialties that we teach and are dedicated to and are pretty much maxed out in terms of what we can do in those areas. And we have nobody who is in the area of non-majors GE. We have exceptional part-timers, but they are stretched thin in many schools, right? And so it's hard for them to focus their efforts on that.
So we were up for program review last year. And as the folks who read our program review, which I'm sure you've all done in great detail, will recall, one of our major things that we reflected on and noted was that courses that don't have dedicated full-time faculty in our department really lack consistent SLO analysis and really lack consistent reflection and subsequent experimentation in our pedagogy. That courses that have full-timers dedicated to them and specializing in them have consistent analyses, consistent data collection, they have people experimenting on them, and the courses where we have a rotating cast of part-timers don't have that, understandably, because we have rotating cast of part-timers who we appreciate but don't have the bandwidth to do that. So again, we would argue that having a full-timer would allow this time and dedication.
And so we have roughly 2/3 of our classes are being taught, of the actual courses are being taught by part-time faculty. Sort of the direct opposite of what the state's suggestion is the goal. Nobody actually reaches the goal of having 75% of their classes taught by full-timers. But in this at this college, we have at various programs have various levels of percentage of their courses being taught by full-timers, and ours is only 33% are being taught by full-timers. So we're one of the lower in the college. And that says the same thing.
Yes, what he said. In words.
The other thing to note is we are primarily, so in case you missed it, we are primarily not a STEM department. We are scientists, but by definition, we do not fall under the definition of STEM. So that means that all the fabulous things that the STEM Center does and all the things that a lot of the other math and science departments benefit from, we don't. So the specialized tutoring and all of those support systems, we do for ourselves, which again is a place where having more full-time faculty would be incredibly beneficial to us.
Our two majors classes are the only two that fall under that category and benefit from the STEM services.
So that. Okay. So, in case you're wondering, what would these people teach and do we have enough time for them?
So enrollments, as everybody, not all of our programs, enrollments have declined over the last years. This is the same slide from last semester, but our enrollments are at roughly at their five-year low. I think we have two sections more than we offered last semester, but we're pretty much hitting the bottom.
But wait.
So with that, we have enough load for almost eight and a half full-time faculty. And we have currently, with our release time factored out of it, that's how many full-timers we have. If we go back to our full-time jobs teaching in the classroom, there'd be a four there. So we still have over four and a half, room for five full-time faculty that we could hire and sustain.
For when we're doing nothing but teaching. Okay.
And our fill rate is pretty darn good. We're above the college average, about 86%. So all of our classes are pretty much chock full.
I think that's it.
Any questions?
I have a question. Would the full-time faculty person specifically teach for the non-major, the one that you put the arrow? That would be their subject area?
That'd be their subject area primarily, and then they would always be able to fill in any of the other specialties that they happen to be skilled in. But there's enough load there for them to be almost full-time in just non-majors.
But I mean, I think a goal for our department is as much cross-training as possible.
Yeah.
Both for the sake of adaptability and for our sanity.
Classes canceled.
Oh, that's not true at all.
No, we lose a few. Last year we lost a few health science classes. One. We canceled one physiology this year. That's it.
Mm-hmm. So would this replace some of your part-timers?
Oh yeah. Yes, which would be the hard part. Although hopefully some of them would consider applying for a full-time job, because some of them are really great. And that's it. Great, thank you.